The people of ancient cultures are a source of fascination for many of us. How did they live and eat? How did they trade? What tools and ornaments did they craft? This week, we are meeting Jill Stoffergen, a woman who has funneled her fascination with anthropology and archaeology into her jewelry and built a successful online business doing so.
I've always made jewelry, not the beads, but I've always made jewelry, so I've always have sold that at the art center and things, but I am a practicing artist, so a piece behind you here is one in a series of drawings that are recreations of interesting burials from through time.
Jill grew up in St. Peter, Minnesota, and lived in Mankato for many years. Her father farmed, and her mother worked special events for a large restaurant. The land around her home was her childhood schoolhouse.
I had horses and every kind of pet imaginable and just grew up out in the woods. So I got my BS teaching in art with minors in anthropology and geology. And then I went overseas to teach in Ecuador, but I ended up coming back and meeting the father of my children and went from there. So life kind of changed. And
Jill taught elementary school children for many years, had some children of her own, and later taught in the art department at Mankato State. The story of how she connected or reconnected with her current husband is, well, pretty sweet. An old friend, a new romance.
Thor works up here for the band, and we had a very long history, and we dated many, many years ago for quite a long time, and our lives changed, and we always kind of kept in contact, and then finally I gave him a call one day, and I don't drink much, but I was drinking wine that night in the studio, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and earlier that week had it with men completely. I wasn't going to have anything more to deal with them. And so I just wanted to know that he was happy, and I knew he was up here working. And so I called him, and I hung up right away. Yes, at three rings, I'm like, what am I doing bothering him? I shouldn't bother him. And he was on the other end here and told his roommate, I just got a call from Jill, and she's like, is this the woman you've always talked about and judged us all against? So call her. He goes, what should I do? And he said, well, she said, call her. So he did the next day, and we talked for 5 hours. And
you're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Jill Stoffergen, a jeweler and online marketer from Cass Lake, Minnesota. Jill and her husband, Thor, now live on 40 acres off the Nary Road near Cass Lake. When she married and moved north, she worked again in the schools before starting her online business.
When I moved up here, I've always taught, so I went into the public schools. Unfortunately, they're human petri dishes and gave me every single cold that they had, so I ended up having some health issues. And I thought, well, I'll open up my Etsy shop and focus on making ceramic beads.
Etsy is an online platform for artists and crafters that allows them to run their own shops from wherever they are. It gives the artist flexibility and a wide open global market. Jill's store is called Foxpaws.
Fetish or amulet style beads. A lot of my beads come from my anthropology background, my interest in ancient cultures and their beliefs and their creative efforts of how they process and create their own pieces. So I start with the raw clay and I mold and form them into a basic shape. And then when it's leather hard, I then go and carve into them. And I've had a really really nice reception as far as people really liking all of the carved pendant pieces.
When I first met Jill, she took me behind the scenes of Fox Paws, a bedroom studio in her house that is her maker's space. Tools, clay, bones, stones, they're everywhere. All she has collected to craft her art. And then she makes beads.
Working at home has definitely been a learning process on how to delegate your time. And just the fact that I need to make sure that I'm always working on all of the different processes, because I need to make sure that I'm making beads in the raw form with the clay, letting those dry. At the same time, I need to be painting the finished pieces that are out of the kiln so that I'm not stuck with no beads to put in my shop. You know, I have beads, but they're not the ones that people want to buy. So I've had to learn to, you know, delegate that time.
Balancing her art and her business self is an ongoing challenge. But Jill has managed to engage customers all over the world who appreciate and purchase her jewelry. In fact, Jamie first met Jill at the Cass Lake post office. She saw a woman with her arms filled with small packages and guessed correctly that she was an online entrepreneur.
I am making a full-time wage now too, though, which is really, really pat myself on the back. But that's been really difficult to get to that point because it's juggling all kinds of things. I have to come up with new ideas and new selections. So that satisfies my creativity, but it's also kind of a guessing game because I have to do what I love. I can't create something that I don't have any interest in just because it might be a nice bread and butter item. I just can't do that. It doesn't satisfy me artistically. But it has been a huge learning curve. This is my second year doing this. The first year was kind of part-time. But I'm now at the point where I've been able to help a few other fledgling artists with their shops, which has been really nice. Even though I'm isolated out here and I don't have my friend base that I had when I lived in Mankato, I do have a number of artist friends that we talk on a regular basis.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.